I've been to a lot of conferences, just here, there, and everywhere, and I'm sure many of you have as well. Well, what I've found is that in these kind of situations, it can be, how can I put this tactfully? It can be a great opportunity to try and pump the people up concerning their giving. Do you understand what I mean? And so, it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be surprising to me if somebody were to say, I was at a conference and they stood up and they said that the Lord told them that He was releasing a special anointing throughout the entire conference week, and that everybody who gives during the conference week is going to receive an additional blessing on top of what they normally would receive. Well, you stand up and you say that with the right kind of emotion. A lot of people get stirred up to go, yes, praise God, extra blessing. Or, the Lord told me that in this service today, every person who gives $1,000 is going to get a thousandfold blessing. And I'm sure many of you have heard things like that over the years. Well, how would you like to know how to have increase without ever sowing a penny? Amen, Brother Martin, that's me. Okay. Look in Proverbs chapter 8. Now, I'm going to give you several verses, and in these verses, we're not going to read everything I'm going to be sharing with you. I'm going to make reference to it. Then you can write them down and look them up later on. But in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places by the way in the places of the pass. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Now jump down to verse 14. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now, I want you to get your mind off of, oh, praise God, I'm going to be a billionaire by the end of the... No. Just see this as increase. See this as getting out of debt. See this as just, in other words, don't make it more than what it is. And there's so much more we could teach on this, but notice wisdom says, my fruit is better than gold, better than fine gold, my revenue than choice silver. Okay, let's think for a moment. Who wrote this? Well, it was a man named Solomon. So how did Solomon come to this understanding? Well, you don't have to turn to this. I'll just reference it. But in 1 Kings chapter 3, what's happened is King David has died, and his son Solomon is now the king. And God is talking to Solomon, and he says, Solomon, what do you want? You tell me. And Solomon says, well, there's a whole lot of people here in the nation of Israel, and quite frankly, I just don't know that I'm up to the task of being the kind of king I need to be, so the most important thing that you could give me would be wisdom. And God said, that's interesting. Okay, I'll give you wisdom. And so God gave him wisdom. Well then, when you get over to 1 Kings chapter 4, you begin to read how that Solomon had wisdom that was greater than anybody else. In fact, his wisdom, it began to be known throughout the modern world of that time. And people actually would come just to hear him talk. Well, one of the results of this, and you can read it in 1 Kings chapters 10 and 11, is that people came and they gave him money. They just brought stuff to him, money and things. They just brought, in fact, well, the Queen of Sheba was most notable in that. However, when you do the math, you find out that in the course of Solomon's life, what would be equated to United States dollars, billions of dollars were given to him. Billions of dollars. Not just, you know, a little bit here and there, but wealth that was incredible. And the thing is, he never told people, okay, well, you know what? If you got a need, sow a seed. And no, he operated out of this wisdom. And because of this wisdom, people were giving to him. Now, that's the short version of the whole story. You can go back and read it later on. But when you get over to Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, Jesus makes reference to Solomon and his wisdom, but then he says, a greater than Solomon is here. And he was talking about himself. Then when you get over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, talking about Christians, it says, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Now look over in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And so Jesus made it very clear that someone greater than Solomon, somebody operating in a greater level of wisdom than Solomon, was here on the earth. And then we read that we are, or that we have, the mind of Christ. Well, then you get over to James chapter 1 and you find out, look, if you lack wisdom, ask. Ask God, because he'll give it to you. Then in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it says, he, speaking of God, that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now, you see that freely give us all things. A lot of people start thinking, you know, oh, houses and cars and all this. Yeah, but what about wisdom? What about wisdom? In other words, Father, I need wisdom for every aspect of my life, no matter what it is. I need wisdom concerning your will for my life. So I am asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you for wisdom. Now think about this. When it comes to increase, the priority in our life should be seeking the wisdom of God. And seeking the wisdom of God basically entails two things, and that is the Word of God, the Bible, and praying in the Spirit. Those two things will impact you so much in the area of an increase of wisdom. Therefore, if I look at my life and I think, you know, I really do need increase. You know, God, I'm not looking to become some, you know, wild, crazy. I mean, I'm not, just not after gold-plated everything, but I need increase in my life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you for wisdom. And then you get into the Word of God, and you begin to pray in the Spirit. See, that doesn't cost you anything but time. Now, does that mean that we should not give? Oh, no, absolutely, because when you get into the New Testament, you see very clearly that we as Christians have a responsibility to give, but the giving is not for the purpose of trying to get more out of God. The giving is the purpose, or the giving is for the purpose of spreading the gospel to the world and making disciples. That's what the giving is all about. And so, therefore, when I make wisdom more important to me than increase, and I seek and go after the wisdom. Wisdom tells me in Proverbs, if you make me the priority, then I can operate in your life in a way that you don't yet know or understand. I can operate in your life in a supernatural way, and I can motivate or cause increase to come. And you know, we can sit around and think, yeah, but how? How's it going to? It's not up to us to figure out the how. Leave that to wisdom. Leave that to God. But Father, I'm making the priority in my life the wisdom of God. I'm making that the priority because I know I can trust you to help me in every area of my need. So Father, when I give in this offering today, I'm not giving to try to motivate you to give more money. I'm not sowing my seed to meet my need or to get somebody to saved or to try and get some kind of healing. No, Father, I'm giving so other people can know who Jesus Christ is. I'm giving so people can be discipled into the fullness of who they are in Christ. That's why I'm giving today. And so today, and throughout this conference, know this. Yes, it is important to give. Those of you who are watching, joining us from a distance, wherever you are, I mean, this principle is for you as well. Whatever you would purpose in your heart, or whatever God would instruct you to give, that is all you need to do. He may speak to you to give every service. You may purpose in your heart to give every service. Or He may speak to you only a few services. I don't know. It's totally between you and God. But your giving is not to motivate Him to give you more. He's already decided He wants to give you more. You're His child, and He wants you blessed. So I encourage you this week, you know, be sensitive to the Lord when it comes to the offerings. You are a child of God, and His desire is to see every need met in your life.